Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend. I don't want to miss you, and I hope you don't want to miss me. And I'm here to help you understand more about how to be healthy without drugs and medication, and how to get rid of your drugs and medication. Of course, after you talk to your doctor. But there are ways to eliminate medications by changing your lifestyle. Why? Because 98% of all so-called diseases are caused by your lifestyle choices. Let me say that. Your lifestyle choices. That means you make the choices whether or not you have good health or bad health. All of our diseases are the responsibility of you and I. All of us. We all make decisions every day about our lifestyle, what we eat, how active we are, how much sleep we've had, how much exercise, what good foods are we choosing, and are we eliminating sugar, all sugar, and drastically reducing carbohydrates, which ultimately is another source of sugar. We're eating far too much refined carbohydrates and all forms of sugar, and even artificial sweeteners that makes our body think we are getting sugar and responding in the same way. And this is our weekly meeting. We're together today. But when we are not together, you can go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com, and you can go through all of our newsletters. Yes, I write a newsletter every week, and I send it to your email address. If you subscribe to it, you'll get a newsletter in your inbox every Friday. Also, for our radio shows, we archive all of our radio shows, so now you can read our newsletters till the cows come home. You can listen to the radio shows whenever you want. If you've missed one, or you want to go back to all the way back to the beginning of the radio show and listen to all the radio shows, you have a lot to listen to, a lot to read. And if you want to read something you have never read before regarding a indication that you are concerned about, a challenge of a healthy condition or unhealthy condition, just go to the search section of the e-newsletter and type in what you want to read about. And a newsletter or several newsletters will come up with that indication or health topic. You have lots of information. We want to bring you as much scientifically documented information. I don't make it up. When I write stuff, it's all documented. It's all scientifically proven. I don't make anything up. I'm not smart enough to make anything up. So we have to use our scientific knowledge to bring you information that you can trust. Trust, because the science has proven it. And today we're going to be talking about a lot of different subjects. We're going to talk about a featured topic called glutathione. Wow, what is that? I don't know if you've ever heard about glutathione. It's spelled G-L-U-T-A-T-H-I-O-N-E, glutathione. We're going to also be talking about kids against hand, foot, and mouth diseases. Oh my gosh. And should cancer patients be exercising? Should they do strength training? We'll find out more about that. And the odds are you need more omega-3 fatty acids, more fish oil. And the best fish oil is from the head of the salmon, not the body. The body is triglycerides. You don't want triglycerides. You want phospholipids. And all the phospholipids are in the brain and the head of the salmon. Five different phospholipids, five different peptides, the same ones that are in your brain. So exactly what you need to have a healthy heart, a healthy brain, and healthy eyes. And you know what? Gum disease can lead to brain damage. Also cardiovascular disease. And for a longer life, get more sleep. And the herb of the day is St. John's wort. Almost sounds like a disease, but it's an herb that can give you best results for depression. In the 1980s, you know what happened over the 1980s till now? About 50 years, right? Is a perfect storm for generating obesity, excessive weight gain. We have lots on the DACA today to bring you information that you can be healthier if you want to. If you want to. It's a choice. It's not your doctor's choice. It's your doctor's solution. It's not a drug. We have been talked into taking drugs for everything. And TV, I think there's about 15 minutes of a show and 15 minutes of advertising for drug companies. They want you to be on everything possible. They don't miss anything. They're brainwashing us as to what we think we should have for health. It's not health, it's a sick disease. It's a sick way to treat diseases. Don't be tricked into it. Health comes by choosing a high quality diet and lifestyle choices. So we can do a lot of things to be healthy. Now let's start off with glutathione. The body can make two antioxidants. And the antioxidants are to prevent damage to the cells. And the rest must be obtained from the diet. One is superoxide dismutase. And the other is glutathione. And in addition to neutralizing free radicals. Neutralizing free radicals is like neutralizing rust on metal. If you put a piece of metal outside, iron, and over time, because of the climate, it'll start to rust. Now, this is kind of an example. Our cells don't really rust, but they're damaged by free radicals, like sun, like chemicals, like drugs, like a bad diet. So the glutathione neutralizes these free radicals, preserving healthy cells. And they reactivate the spent antioxidants, including vitamin C and vitamin E. It also helps the immune system fight off infection and cancer. And it's extremely critical for detoxification. Sends poisons and toxins through the liver and out of the body. Expels the toxins. Expels the poisons. Maintains healthy environment in the body. And we can't live without glutathione. It's critical to life. All cells in the body can make or synthesize glutathione. But people who are born unable to properly metabolize glutathione usually will suffer from very serious illnesses and will probably die early in life. Why do we have low levels of this critical antioxidant? Well, a healthy child has about 99% of their glutathione in the active form, and only 1% or less in the inactive form. A healthy adult, a young adult, has about 90% of their glutathione in the active form and about 10% in the inactive form. But the older we get, like everything else, right? We don't run as fast as we used to do 20, 30, 40 years ago. Our digestive system isn't working as effective as it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. We are slowing down. We're getting older. But the older we get, the less active, as biologically active, glutathione we have present in the body. And the more inactive glutathione is present. There are some big changes in this very critical, very powerful antioxidant, because it prevents aging cells. It prevents cancer of the cells. It prevents the cells from dying. And in fact, by age 65, we have about up to 50% less of the active form of glutathione. Now, there are other factors that are involved with reducing glutathione levels in our body. Various diseases. But those diseases that cause a reduction of glutathione are also caused by poor nutrition and toxins and pollution that we are all subject to. Infections, trauma, and drugs. And one of the most toxic drugs to the body reducing glutathione is acetaminophen, commonly called Tylenol. One study found that children with autism have only about 60% active glutathione and 40% in the inactive form. That's almost like being 65 years old when they might be in their teenagers or less. Now, what we need to do is to find a way to restore critical levels, healthy levels of glutathione. Now, one of the problems is a difficulty with supplemental. By supplement, I mean capsule or tablet of glutathione, is that it breaks down rapidly when taken orally. It's destroyed in the gut. It's destroyed in the stomach. So when you find a product called glutathione, and it's in a tablet or capsule, and you swallow it, it's going to be very ineffective. So the only way, the only effective way, I should say, to get glutathione in its active form was to have it injected. And it's amazing, some of the research by medical doctors that have injected patients with glutathione. They came in crippled into the clinic. They came in, they could hardly walk. They may have been 60, 70, 80 years old, but they're really very inefficient of being active. And when the doctor injected glutathione, they walked out 25 years younger. Not that they changed their appearance or their body chemistry, but they felt that much different. But not everybody can get an injection of glutathione. Not many doctors around the country inject glutathione. And it's very expensive and very inconvenient. And some of the treatments can cost $1,000 a treatment. But new research has found a way to stabilize glutathione in a tablet so that it remains in its active form. Now, this is research coming out of France. French researchers have patented a stable oral glutathione tablets that dissolve in the mouth, not swallowed, not that it passes through the stomach and the gut. It actually dissolves in the mouth. And the contents of the tablet is dissolved in the mouth and absorbed sublingually through the buccal glands in the mouth. So it doesn't go through the stomach, so it's not destroyed. And shown in clinical research to increase levels of glutathione, the ratios, active versus inactive, by 230% over unprotected glutathione. You're wasting your money if you swallow the tablet. You got to swallow the contents after it's been dissolved in the mouth. There's only one product in the United States that provides that effectiveness. And it also improves glutathione ratios to NAC, N-A-C, which is a precursor, only a precursor of glutathione. It is not glutathione. And it increases the ratio by 73%. Better than NAC. Now, who can benefit from glutathione? Well, since it's one of the most important, most critical antioxidant in the body, it has a huge effect on a variety of diseases. And much of the research on glutathione has focused on brain diseases, especially Parkinson's disease, but can also be used in a very effective way for cancer, autism, diabetes, depression, arthritis, Lyme disease, HIV/AIDS, and any disease of the brain and nervous system. The best amount to take about 150 milligrams of active reduced glutathione twice or three times daily, allowing it to dissolve under the tongue or at least in the mouth. And don't eat or drink until the tablet has dissolved. If you have any of these conditions, glutathione will give you a huge jump on reversing the disease, reducing the progression of the disease, just giving you a better chance to overcome any disease imaginable. This is really a French discovery, a French patent, so critical. If you are fighting any major disease, whether it's cancer, arthritis, diabetes, depression, I can list almost all the diseases that you've ever heard of. Now, I'm not saying glutathione will cure every disease. That would be a miracle. But you will improve dramatically over time. Give yourself 2 to 3 months of consuming glutathione, 2 to 3 tablets daily. Let them dissolve in your mouth until they're completely dissolved, and then swallow the contents of what has broken down from the tablets. Don't swallow the tablets, swallow the juice. Swallow what the saliva can break down, and then swallow. Now, in the beginning of the program, how do you protect kids against hand, foot, and mouth diseases? Almost sounds like treating horses. But the surge in hand, foot, and mouth diseases in kids is unbelievable. Just this year, the number of hand, foot, and mouth diseases, the cases of these diseases, is 4 to 5 times higher than in previous years, according to medical researchers. Why? Because hand, foot, and mouth disease is caused by a very contagious virus. It causes painful blisters in the back of the mouth, a rash on the hands, feet, and also causing fever, congestion, and coughing. Now, this condition affecting the hand, foot, and mouth usually affects kids under the age of 5. But older kids and adults can also catch it as well. This is something you really want to take a critical view of. Kids under 5 having hand, foot, and mouth diseases caused by a very contagious virus. Now, there's 2 ways to keep kids healthy. Oyster mushroom. There's an extract called Pleuron from oyster mushrooms. It's the only product in the world that has been patented for Pleuron. Pleuron is spelled P like in Peter, L like love, E, U, R like Robert, A like Nancy, N. A like Ann, and N like Nancy. Got ahead of myself. Pleuron from oyster mushroom. Why? Because it has shown in clinical trials to reduce infection during cold and flu season by up to much as 50%. It's the strongest form of the extract from oyster mushroom. Safe and effective for kids of any age. And it works by keeping your own immune cells active and strong. And even people with autoimmune disease that do not want to spike or stimulate or boost the immune system can use Pleuron, because Pleuron balances the immune system. If it's overactive, it'll suppress it. If it's underactive, it'll boost it up a little bit. So if you have any autoimmune disease like MS or psoriasis, Or did I say rheumatoid arthritis? All these conditions that are caused by autoimmune disease where the immune system is attacking the body. You can use Pleuron. But you also can use lactoferrin with a combination of propolis. These are great partners together to each other, plus to Pleuron. It'll work an entirely different way to prevent infections. Lactoferrin is a milk protein. It can block a virus from entering your cells or bind directly to a virus particle, to neutralize it. And propolis, a bee product, can stop a virus from replicating and also block it from entering your cells and making a home for itself. All of these ingredients are totally safe for kids I would say at least over the age of 4. Fluoron is... Welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. We'll be here to the top of the hour with more quality information, scientifically validated, scientifically proven. We don't tell you anything that we make up. There's nothing that we make up. Everything is proven. We subject all of these ingredients to scientific proof. So you can bet on it. You can put your money on it. Now, not everybody's going to be cured. Not everybody's going to have the same effect. Everybody's entirely different. Some people can eat certain foods. Some people can't eat those foods. Everybody is different. Everybody's going to respond differently. But you're giving yourself 50 to 90% better effects when you follow these directions of what we can use for various conditions. And all of these ingredients that I've mentioned today are very, very safe for kids. But right now, I want to talk a little bit about strength training for cancer patients. Exercise is important for everyone, even sick people, even people challenged with various serious conditions. And a new study, as I mentioned, it's all proven scientifically. And a new study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine reports that strength training helps cancer patients live longer. Now, versus no exercise, if you don't do anything in the form of exercise, regular strength training cut the risk of death by up to 46%. Now, if you do nothing, you get nothing. But regular strength training cut risk of death. Folks, this is not run-of-the-mill stuff. This is something you really, really want to think about. You know, your doctor is trained by the drug companies. And their job is to dispense drugs. And the drug companies make their money when they have the biggest sale of drugs. That's how they ensure that when they have a drug come out, that everybody bets on it. And they pour money into it. They're pouring money into drug companies. So no drug company is going to tell you to exercise if you have cancer. And regular strength training cuts the risk of death. This is unimaginable. By 46%. Would you ever think about that? And no drug company cares if you think about it or not. Your doctor doesn't care about it. And this is strength training. Muscle wasting is a common problem for cancer patients. Sometimes they can't eat well. Sometimes they can't swallow food. Sometimes they can't chew. Sometimes they're nauseated and they're not eating. When they're subjected to chemotherapy and radiation, who wants to eat? But you've got to eat good food. Change your diet. Get rid of the sugar. Sugar feeds cancer cells. You've got to get rid of sugar and drastically reduce carbohydrates like bread, pasta, cereals, grains. All the products that are made out of grain flour. And up to 80% of patients with advanced cancer will have some degree of muscle loss. I didn't know what to say. I was at some very dear friend's house, and her husband was dying of cancer. And he said, "The only way I feel good is I live on ice cream." Oh my gosh. That man needs some muscular food, like protein. Get a good drink or make your own smoothie with protein powder. Eggs, raw eggs. Oh, what, raw eggs? I eat raw eggs. And the FDA say you could have a disease or a sickness from eating raw eggs. So I'm telling you that I'm not telling you to have raw eggs. I eat raw eggs. But you got to stop the muscle loss. And you can only do that by eating foods that feed muscle gain. And that's protein. You need protein and plenty of fat, not carbohydrates. There's no essential carbohydrates. But there is a tremendous amount of essential amino acids that are necessary for building muscle loss. So you need muscle gain. And there's essential fatty acids that feed your brain, your cardiovascular system, your eyes. And you need strength training. Because strength training can reduce muscle loss and strengthen the immune system. Increase energy and reduce fatigue. Do what you can do. Some people will be able to do better. Don't worry about it. Do what you can do. Don't worry about somebody doing better. Just worry about yourself doing better. Because each day you will get better at it. And all strength training will have an effect on every disease possible. Particularly, we have pointed out for cancer patients, because you would think cancer patients shouldn't exercise. Baloney. Strength training is essential for anyone who is sick with a disease, with cancer. Now, we talked a lot about omega-3, and the odds are you aren't getting enough. You might be getting some, but you need more omega-3. And I'm going to share with you two new studies that just came out on omega-3. There, I told you. Again, science, science, science. I don't want to talk about anything less than science. If you can't prove it, there's no sense taking it. And most people, based on a study, need more omega-3 in their diets. Now, we're talking salmon. We're talking about sardines. We're talking about the cold water fish. A new study reports that 75%, let that ring in your head, 75%. Of the world's population is not getting enough omega-3 fatty acids in their diet. And these fatty acids, not the oil, not the fat, but what that fat and oil contain. And it contains EPA and DHA. And these are critical for brain function, cardiovascular disease, and the health of the eyes. We need more. 75% of the world's population is not getting anywhere near enough omega-3 fatty acids in their diet. You should have some cold water fish like salmon at least twice a week. And study number two, I don't want to leave this one out because this is critical as well. For 3 years, researchers followed 323 middle-aged adults who were healthy but had a family history of Alzheimer's disease or other risk factors for dementia. Those that had the highest blood levels of DHA, when they started the study, also had the highest decline in their mental status. Memory, attention, language skills, over the study period. Now, how do you get more omega-3? I mentioned a few things, but getting more EPA and more DHA. You don't want fish oil, but fish oil carries EPA and DHA. But if it comes from the body, the fillet, it's based on triglycerides. We don't want triglycerides. We want phospholipids. Because EPA and DHA that are attached to the phospholipids are absorbed by 10 times more than those that are taken from the body of the fish. And the body of the fish contains all the heavy metals, all the toxins and all the poisons. Now, if you get enough EPA and DHA based on this study, it reduces the risk of dementia by 20%, reduces the risk of heart disease by 25%, reduces the risk of mental disease, including depression and anxiety. Now, here are some options for getting more omega-3 fatty acids. The first one that went through the study, I'm not particularly fond of. And that is the source of omega-3 from plants. Plants are not good providing omega-3 fatty acids. Because your body then has to take those fatty acids from plants and convert them, because they are not true fatty acids. They have to be converted in the body, particularly in the liver, to the form our cells can use. So you're rolling the dice. You know you're never going to come up with the right number on the dice to win. And you're not going to be effectively winning by converting in the body the form you need. It's a risk. You may be able to convert it. You may not be able to convert it. Now, what about fish oil? Often contaminated with heavy metals and is prone to rancidity. Oils become rancid. But what is the most effective form of omega-3? Is a solid dose, meaning in capsule or tablet, from salmon heads, easily absorbed, up to 10 times more absorbed, 10 times more effective, and no danger of rancidity or heavy metal contamination, and provides EPA and DHA in the form your body needs. No conversion necessary. Goes directly to your brain, eyes and heart. And this gives you the best forms of EPA and DHA. No conversion necessary. This is a way to really have the best source of EPA and DHA. And in the head of the salmon with the phospholipids, there are 5 different phospholipids. The same ratio in the body of a human. This has a tremendous effect. And don't let our kids out of this perfect ratio of EPA and DHA for autism, for ADD, ADHD, brain function, whether children or adults. This is a form of solid dose from the head of the salmon. And it doesn't have the possibility of regurgitating rancid fish oil or just the fish oil. This is the way to really take it at a best form. Now, can gum disease lead to brain damage? Truly? Again, let science lead the course. Here's another reason to brush and floss. A new study links gum disease to brain damage. We always knew that gum disease led to cardiovascular disease and heart attacks. Why? Because of the bacteria in the mouth, the bad bacteria in the mouth. And gum disease is highly inflamed and infected of the tissue that holds your teeth in place. And the bacteria from gum disease can eventually get into the bloodstream and travel to other parts of the body. In a new study, researchers found that people with gum disease and inflammation were 56% more likely to also have the most damage in areas of the brain called the white matter that are also associated with clear thinking. Previous research has linked gum disease to 20 to 25% increase of dementia. And I think the older we get, the less we are prone to have good oral hygiene. We brush it off, no pun intended, but we brush off the possibility of having a clean mouth. We don't take the time to brush and floss or use a tongue cleaner. Oh my gosh, I bet you there are very few people who use a tongue cleaner. And chew a capsule. I chew one or two capsules every day of a combination of cinnamon oil, thyme oil, that's spelled T-H-Y-M-E, not thyme, thyme, clove, and oregano oil twice a day. And I've even made myself a mouthwash. And the base of the mouthwash is olive oil. And I've added thyme oil, clove oil, and oregano oil to a bottle, a small bottle. I choose a 6 or 8 ounce small bottle with an eyedropper. And I take a quarter of an eyedropper of this combination of oil and squirt it in my mouth every morning and swish and swish and swish and swish, killing all that bacteria. Because those essential oils will kill off all the pathogens in the mouth. It's really, really, really very effective. You got to kill off the bacteria in the mouth. And if you leave food between your teeth, all that's going to do is draw more bad bacteria in the mouth. So clean your mouth. Have good oral hygiene every morning. Take time. And now, for a longer life, and I know some of you are going to say, the way I feel right now, I don't want a longer life. I'll be happy to go early. I feel like crap. I don't want to feel this way and live longer. Well, I don't blame you for that. But I'm telling you how to live longer, healthier. And what you need is to get more sleep. Lack of sleep can shorten your life. Scientists can predict whether you will have a shorter life than expected, a shorter lifespan than expected, by looking at one key factor: how many hours of sleep you get a night. Researchers looked at health data and life expectancy collected over a 6-year period from 2019 to 2025. Lack of sleep, less than 7 hours of sleep a night, was tied more strongly to how long people lived than any other factor. Even diet and exercise, except smoking. Sleep is critical for the immune system, the heart, and the brain function. Now here's help for your sleep problem. general sleep with melatonin. Melatonin is excreted by the pineal gland in the brain at dusk. At dusk. That means nighttime. That means sunset. So don't take it an hour before bedtime, but take 5 to 15 milligrams at dusk to help reset your natural sleep cycle. You can also take 125 to 250 milligrams of concentrated plant oils about an hour before bedtime. Mandarin orange. It's one of the best natural sedatives I know. Lemon balm. Ravintsara. And lavender. Relieve insomnia. This is a combination I recommend to many over a course of time. If anxiety and depression are an issue, ashwagandha, an herb from, it's commonly known as Indian ginseng, comes from India, has been used for thousands of years, and shown to improve sleep quality by 57%, and mental alertness during the day by 53%, as well as relieve stress and anxiety. And also, the substance called P. It's a 21-letter word. I can't even pronounce it. I'm not even going to try. My brain would not even get it crossed anywhere. So we call it P. P-E-A. So look for P-E-A. Shown in clinical studies to reduce the time needed to fall asleep and improve sleep quality, as well as having antidepressant effects. If you have pain or muscle cramps at night, I would suggest a product that contains calcium lactate. That's a different source of calcium than most people have been introduced to. Calcium lactate, L-A-C-T-A-T-E, lactate, does not come from milk. It is a combination of calcium and lactic acid. It relaxes the muscles and relieves cramping, relieves how restless legs can have an effect on your body. It gets rid of restless legs. And then if you want, I would recommend curcumin, boswellia, and DLPA, melatonin, B6, which all reduces pain at nighttime and helps to restore a normal sleep cycle. Now, all of these things are not impossible to do. Why don't we do them? We're lazy. We're addicted to certain foods like sugar. Folks, there's nothing good about sugar. It's one of the most harmful foods we can consume. Now, it's not going to kill us off overnight. It's not going to poison us overnight. But over a period of time, it's going to do so much damage. And 40 million people have type 2 diabetes. And diabetes is optional. Not type 1. Type 1 is caused by an autoimmune disease. But we can help that too. We can lessen the need for insulin. That's another subject I'll hit someday. But we can do things that will improve the quality of our health, which in turn increases longevity and a quality of life. Nobody wants a longer life if it's going to be filled with pain, suffering, misery. I understand that. I get it. You don't have to preach to me. I know how that would feel. But I want you to have a quality of life that you let you enjoy your kids, your grandkids, traveling all through the country and overseas, over Europe, wherever you want to go. or if you want to take a cruise. I want you to enjoy it. I want you to be able to walk 10 miles a day and not feel the pain. I want you to feel healthy and precious for life. So, friends, I'm all out of time. This hour goes by so fast, I just hate to leave you. But I'll be back next week. But in the meantime, go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com. Follow my diet. And with that, my friends, God bless you.